Come in, follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard live in downtown Las Vegas. We're going to start this hour with a little NFL. Michael Lombardi is going to join the program in 5 minutes. Very strong on Mac Jones going number three to the 49ers. So if that's the case and the Falcons are taking phone calls on the number fourth pick, what happens at number four? We'll ask him. And I thought this was a, you know, there is a narrative, though. And I love Kyle Shanahan. I think he's tremendous. I think he's already one of the best coaches in the NFL. But people have been saying this, and I think I probably have fallen into the trap as well, not by saying it, but by believing it, that Shanahan can win with any quarterback, right? And so Warren Sharp tweeted this out yesterday, right? In quotes, he can win with any quarterback. Well, here you go. Here's the record overall with quarterbacks under Kyle Shanahan. Jimmy G is 22-8. Matt Ryan, 19-13. Matt Schaub, 15-12. Those are the only three quarterbacks with a winning record with Kyle Shanahan.
I don't care for the tweet.
I would tell you this.
It's a motley crew. The other thing is he doesn't coach the defense.
Yep.
And still, other than Manziel, one game with Shaw and Beck, he has one with every quarterback. I mean, the thing with C.J. Beathard was they were losing all those close games, too.
By the way, here's the thing.
They were not good.
Here's the thing that's not taken into account for this tweet. How many times were the teams that Kyle Shanahan was on as a coach decimated by injury?
Yes.
Some of these Niners teams would absolutely fit that bill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, and by the way, another thing, I hate quarterback records.
Right.
It's a team sport.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. But, I mean, it does point out that he was 19-13 with Matt Ryan. But also, hey guys, go back and look at, I encourage anybody, I implore you to go back and look at Matt Ryan's career. I don't think he's anywhere close to a Hall of Famer. I think, in fact, it's mm-hmm. kind of laughable if people actually bring that up. His career year, his MVP season, Kyle Shanahan was the OC. So a lot of this stuff can be very misleading. And, you know, it's Mac Jones. Maybe they could have had him if they waited in the draft. But here's the deal. Maybe there's a chance another team secretly likes Mac Jones, and they were calling teams themselves and wanted to move up to take the guy. Or maybe that team is sitting at like number seven in the Lions, or you never know. Because as you said yesterday, who had Joey Bosa going number three to the Chargers a couple years ago? A grand total of zero people on earth.
Yep, that's right.
So, and he's, Mac Jones is minus $4 to be a top five pick.
Mm.
And he is, at last check as of last night, he was minus $2.
The fun starts at number four, and anything could happen. They could trade it. They could go Pitts, do the unthinkable, go Pitts. I mean, quarterback. I'd go at this point, I'd trade the pick, but certainly they need a quarterback. Trade down, get a haul for it.
Totally agree.
Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see, because I know John Goulet was talking about it's free money at DraftKings. Wilson's like, Is it 20,000 to go second now?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't think it's 2,000. Is it 2,000? I don't know. Just add another zero.
Yeah. Right.
So what Wilson is to go second now?
So we'll talk about all this with Michael Lombardi coming up next. Put a percentage on Mac Jones going number three. Then what happens at number four?
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Some Masters proposition bets as the tournament gets underway this morning at Augusta National. Highest round in round one, over under is at 84.5, both at minus 115. The lowest round for round one, over under is at 65.5, over minus 145, under plus 115. The player to go bogey free in round one, Justin Thomas, the favorite to do that, plus 1,000. Bryson DeChambeau and Dustin Johnson, both at plus 1,200. Jordan Spieth, plus 1,400. Which golfer is the favorite to lead every round and win the green jacket? Dustin Johnson, plus 5,000. It's Masters Week, and the VSiN team has every angle covered for this year's first major. As a VSiN subscriber, you have access to our roster of golf betting experts, Best Bet email, a special Masters Week episode of Long Shots, including a special guest appearance from Scott Van Pelt. Start your VSiN free trial today at VSiN.com/subscribe, keeping up with all the action, including daily updates with odds for each round. That's VSiN.com/subscribe.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about. time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Hey, hey, with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the largest offer of live in-play options, Bet Rivers is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. The most live streams of major sports, instant payouts, one-time playthrough, Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. PlaySugarHouse.com in Jersey. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's his time. It's time for Lombardi. I mean, this is great with the draft right around the corner. And what's Atlanta going to do? And he had a money quote about the Patriots to Mike Reese. Glad to talk to Lombardi and watch the Lombardi line every single day. Follow him on Twitter. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Pauly. I wanted to know, you bet that hole-in-one at the Masters? I understand that's your thing, huh?
I usually bet the no. I took the yes in the Masters, though.
And you usually bet the oh, okay. Yes. Brady said to me on the show yesterday, yeah. You usually take the yes. I was disappointed you weren't at the starter. I saw Jack. I saw Lee Elder. I saw Gary Player. I thought I'd see Pauly Howard there. I was disappointed.
I wish I was there, too. I couldn't make it.
Mitch?
No. Yeah.
Did you not let him go, Mitch? What's the deal?
I'd like to see Pauly out there waving that ticket on the hole-in-one. Come on, guys, and be that guy, Michael. Get in the hole right away.
Yeah, usually anti-fun. Yeah, usually anti-fun. Are you able to sniff anything out early on about this is a smoke screen, this is a lie, this doesn't feel right about some of the stuff you're hearing or mocks and that kind of thing?
You know what? Look, I think a lot of the mocks, once you get past four, or once you get to four, start to fall apart. You know, there's so many. Like, I see a mock where Cincinnati's taking the tight end Pitts, which I think is great. But, you know, I think this offensive tackle Sewell from Oregon is a Pro Bowl tackle. I can't imagine that anybody's – he's going to slip to 9 or to 8 down to Matt Rhule at 8 or somewhere like that. So I usually try to follow the logic of what I know in terms of teams really mm-hmm. crave offensive and defensive linemen, and most people that do mock crave receivers. So that's why I think there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah. Okay. You had a great quote to Mike Reese. Can you take us through what you think the Patriots will do and just explain the thought process there about what the Patriots are thinking and what could happen at 15?
I love Mike Reese. He's tremendous. But that was Mike, what Mike does, and he's great to me. He took what I said on my podcast and transcribed it into a note. And what I said was, oftentimes in life, when we have disagreement, we spend too much time arguing over a point. And what I was saying is, you have to you can disagree with what I think, but I want to show you how I think. And I think that's the difference. And the NFL draft is really about that. Most people just talk about this player's going in the first round, or this player's going here, as opposed to putting a description next to the player. You know, there was such an uproar over Justin Fields last week because of Daniel Orshowski and everybody mm-hmm. saying, you know, what he said. Well, I mean, I get that, you know, I get that, and certainly that becomes a narrative. But I think what you have to be able to do is, if you think you're going to trade up to get Justin Fields, you've got to be able to be willing to say to yourself, when you watch his tape, he will be a top 10 quarterback or a top 5 quarterback in the league, because I'm giving up all those assets to get up to get there. If you can't say that, how do you trade up to get that player? It's easy for the guys in their basement in Des Moines and doing mock drafts to trade away draft picks. They don't have to live with the consequences or understand the value of the draft. The draft is a money proposition. It's all about dollars. It's all about how much money it costs to get a player, because you're trading draft assets. So I just said, to me, for all the people that think that the Patriots are going to try to get Justin Fields, there's no way they, in their grading system, there's no way they could grade him high enough to be able to trade up to get him to where it would have to be.
Okay. So do you think other teams then will actually, you know, put together a package that's sweet enough to trade up to number 4? The Falcons are taking phone calls on this to maybe move out of that spot right now. And then take either, like, let's say Mac Jones does go number 3, to trade up and take a Trey Lance or Justin Fields at number 4.
What I said on my podcast, Mitch, was, and I have this reliably reported to me, is that Washington really likes Trey Lance. Now, I think Ron Rivera wants to cautiously like Trey Lance. I don't think he wants to give up a boatload to go from, I think he's at 19 up to 4. Mm-hmm. And I think if you read his quotes, and we played his quotes on the podcast, if you listen to what he said, we're going to wait and see how the draft unfolds in front of us. And I think if he feels like he can get to Trey Lance, he's going to try to go up there and get it. Washington's in the perfect position to give away assets. They have a really good team. but they have a really good team. They don't have a great quarterback. They have a good team. And they can fill in the blanks around the quarterback. So if they traded away a first-round pick next year or a second and moved up, it really wouldn't hurt them because they have depth. They have cap room. They've got a young team with a young quarterback on their cap. So I think the time is right for Washington to make that move.
What do you think the best approach is for the Falcons at number four? I mean, do you think they should trade out and acquire more picks? Should they take a quarterback? Matt Ryan is going to be, you know, I think he's 36 years old as of right now. A lot of people mocking have the team taking Kyle Pitts. What do you think they should do?
I think this. I would take the offensive tackle, Sewell. I don't, you know, to me, I don't understand how Sewell's not in the top three. When you can draft a Pro Bowl left tackle, I mean, like if I were the Jets, and as much as everybody loves Zach Wilson, and I like Zach Wilson, I think if I were the Jets, I would stick a year with Darnold, and I would draft Sewell and have the two best tackles in all of football and say, okay, come see if you can get my quarterback now. But that's not going to happen. People don't see the game that way any longer. Atlanta, to me, Terry Fontenot, the new general manager, would like to take Trey Lance. I think he'd like to stay there and take the quarterback. I think the coach feels like Matt Ryan, even though he's 36 years old, has the ability to continue to play at a high level. And so why not make the team around them better, which I believe is music to Arthur Blank's ears. Look, last year when the things fell apart for them, they should have just traded Julio Jones for assets. They didn't. They kept hanging on. Why? I don't know. And the same thing with Matt Ryan. Now, they held on to Matt Ryan because his cap number was so prohibitive to cut him this season. Next year, it's not. So this is the perfect time to draft a quarterback. And Lance makes the most sense for them because Lance might be, in Fran Frasella's world, one of the great lines of all time, Lance might be a year away from being a year away. And so that's what you're going to need to redshirt Lance to get him ready. The guy didn't play football last year. He's only played 19 games in his NFL career, in his college career. You're going to take It's going to take some time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What'd you think of the Darnold trade? And then what happens with Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, I think the Darnold trade was a win for the Panthers. And I know all the people in the media will say, well, they gave a 2 and a 4. They gave a 2 and a 4 up, and I wrote about this for The Athletic this morning. They gave a 2 and a 4 up in the 2022 draft. So if I give you picks in 2022, then would I say to myself, look, I'm picking 8 here today. I'm the Carolina Panthers. If I don't like anybody at 8, I'll trade down to 12. I'll trade down to 13. There'll be somebody wanting to come up to get a receiver. I'll get a 2 and a 3 to do that. And there I've paid for Sam Darnold. By putting the picks in the 2022 year, I basically got Darnold for free if I make a few moves. If I just make a few moves, I get him. And so I really like the deal for Carolina because they get some quarterback who's still only 23 years old. And when you understand his career, look, the guy's thrown – He's thrown 723 passes from behind. He never plays from in front. He's much better when he plays from his quarterback rating when he plays with the lead, which is not often in New York, is 96. When he plays from behind, it drops down to 77. So if I'm Matt Rhule, I'm saying, look, we're going to play from behind front. We're going to run the ball. We're going to be able to utilize play action. We're going to keep this kid. We're going to have a decent cap number for the next 2 years and see where it goes. And try to cut down on the mistakes. 28 of his 38 interceptions have occurred when he's behind. Most of them happen when he's behind by 2 touchdowns. So he's forcing the ball. He's trying to get his team back. I think if they get rid of that, I think it's a good play. I wasn't in love with Darnold coming out. I like Darnold coming out. But I'm not sure we really know about Darnold. And for me as a general manager, I don't want to trade somebody I'm not sure I don't know who he is.
Can you straighten me out on this? Did I hear this on your show? Was there a Bridgewater for Lock offer made?
I think there was. I think there was a conversation for Bridgewater for Lock back in time. I think that Denver's been interested in Bridgewater, and it makes sense. I mean, you know, he comes in there, he can run their offense, he won't make mistakes. They've got a good team. If you're Vic Fangio and you've got all the skill players around the quarterback, all you need is somebody to effectively run the team, right? And Bridgewater could do that. Now, Elway's still in love with Locke. I mean, they have the Elway issue still going on. Elway's making a boatload of money. He's semi-retired, but he's still making the decisions. It's the greatest gig you could ever get. I mean, it's one of the greatest gigs you can get. I mean, so for me, you know, I think that George Payton's trying to work his way through it. It's a challenging job for George because, yes, he's the new general manager, but he doesn't have the full authority to do what he really wants to do. And what I think most people in Denver want to do is get rid of Locke.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, along with our guest here, Michael Lombardi, You can get the Lombardi line every single day here on VSiN. So at this point, what are the odds that Deshaun Watson doesn't get a suspension?
I think they're really becoming few and far between that he doesn't. I mean, the league's going to have to do something. He's losing advertisers. He's gotten dropped by all his advertisers. And, you know, and I don't know the legalities of the situation, and I haven't read or studied the complaints, but it certainly seems damaging when you get this many people in a suit against you. So the league's going to have to do something. It's not something you think you can ignore. It's not something you think is not viable, because there you've got a monument of people. You got a lot of people there lined up against them. So it's going to have to be something that the league takes some form of action on once they get through this process. Mm.
By the way, to go full circle here now, Michael, we kind of just skipped over the number three pick, and I know that you're very strong on Mac Jones there to the 49ers. There's a draft, Nick, who tweeted this out and reported it earlier this week. A former 49ers employee told this draft, Nick, that it's 95% that Mac Jones is going number three to the 49ers. Does that feel like a fair number? Is that over the top? What do you think of that number of 95%?
No, I think that's probably right. I think that, look, I was told, you know, immediately after the trade, my instincts were Mac Jones after the trade. And then somebody said, no, I think it's Trey Lance. And then I thought about it, and it didn't make sense to me. But if they're going to keep Garoppolo, it might make sense, because you can't play Lance next year. You can't be a playoff team playing Lance next year. But then I started talking to people in the league, and no, it's Mac Jones. And then you talk to people close to Mac Jones, and it's Mac Jones. And so my instincts say we're right. I think it's Mac Jones. I think internally in the 49ers, they having a conversation, I think they like Lance. I think some of the scouts like Lance. I think some of the personnel directors like Lance. The guy making this decision will be Kyle Shanahan. And let's go back a little bit here. So last year in February after the Super Bowl, Kyle really wanted to get involved with Tom Brady. I wrote about this in The Athletic. He wanted to get involved with Tom Brady. And the organization didn't have an appetite to do that. They just come back from the Super Bowl. They had just had one of the best seasons in a long time in San Francisco. And they didn't feel like making that radical of a move for an older guy and get rid of a younger player. Now, in retrospect, as Brady hoists another Super Bowl trophy, they're all sitting there saying, maybe we should listen to Kyle. I think they're going to listen to Kyle. Kyle has all the authority in the building. He has all the authority. He hires and fires everybody. Everybody works for Kyle. Let's make no mistake about that. And so I think Kyle will ultimately make this decision, and I think it'll be Mac Jones.
All right. Great talking to you. We'll be watching later today. You're
Thanks,
the best.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Michael.
There he
yep.
is, Michael Lombardi. Follow him on Twitter and watch the show every day. So what's the sweet spot then for Lance? That's good with that Washington Rivera angle.
Yeah.
What's the sweet spot where they have to come up from 19? I mean, where do they have to get to? Maybe Detroit. Do you think Detroit could take a quarterback? I mean,
people have Fields going number 7 to the Lions. I would say probably in that neighborhood. Do they have to get to number 4?
I don't know. I don't think so. Although, did you see any Lance to Atlanta? Have you seen any of that?
A little bit. Okay. Yeah, a little bit. But that's the thing. Like, if Atlanta trades the pick, then the team is obviously going to have to give up enough to get a quarterback, and mm-hmm. then, bam, that's going to have to be the deal.
Right.
If Atlanta keeps the pick, then who knows what they're going to do. It could be Lance. It could be Kyle Pitts. It could be the offensive lineman. That's kind of the wild card. Maybe you have to go to number 4.
Yeah, this is great. Now, the other angle, your other question, you, with the odds, the price, he's got to be $7 to be suspended. 23 women are lying? It's just an unmitigated disaster. You're a professional athlete? Why are you getting a massage from 40 different women all over the place?
I was going
to
say.
And it's the same request to all of them.
Right.
They're all telling the same story, where it's, I need 2 hours. I just want to have the towel on.
Mm-hmm. I actually.
And then, you know, I can't even talk about some of the stuff that's been alleged. But
so that thought actually entered my mind. I think it was probably last week. I'm, you know, looking at whatever one of the stories. Hey, here's number 19 now coming out against Deshaun Watson. I'm like, God, this guy likes more massages than any person I've ever heard in my entire life. Is he getting a massage 4 times a week?
They don't have therapists and stuff with the Texans? You can't, you're using all these different people? And why are you, you're with, how much money are you worth? You're setting it up on DM. You're doing it yourself and all this. What? Some of the stuff they could prove. It's like, okay, I wasn't in Atlanta. I was, but this is all over. That's the other thing. This is like three different states.
I know.
This is all over the country.
It's all
what
over.
He's doing.
It's like, you know, how some people plan out their golf vacations.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to be in, you know, Chicago next week. It's going to be nice out. Let me see where I can get a foursome at.
So if
Deshaun Watson's like, I'm going out of town. Let me, you know, come on.
So if it's some grand conspiracy, it's really well done.
Yeah, I would say
you're talking three, four different states, what he's doing here, and then a couple women are coming forward to tell their story, and they're saying the same thing.
But, okay.
I came forward because I don't want this to happen anymore.
Sure.
I want to put the guy on Front Street.
And then I guess you have to move forward with that idea of he is going to get suspended. Then how long is it going to be for, right? I think it was Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, who floated out there, might be looking at a year-long suspension. Then what?
Yeah.
The timing is just... Oof. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Up next, NFL draft props. More of them. How the numbers have adjusted. Some interesting draft positions on individual players. You can get plus money on this non-skilled player going over 5.5. From the OddsTrader.com studio at Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need. You're going to find real-time bet tracking, in-game tracking tools, and you can compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses all at the website, OddsTrader.com. All right, so some updated numbers. DraftKings doing a bang-up job with their draft props for the NFL. First running back taken now is Harris, minus 150. Etienne is plus $2. The first receiver, Chase, $4. Smith and Waddle, each 5-1.
That hasn't changed. Although we just got a tweet on this. I thought the same thing. Smith isn't going to go under 11.5? I like that, too.
You like it under?
Yeah. You think Smith's going to go higher than 12? 12 or higher?
It seems like a big number. I mean, for him. So what have you seen Waddle, though, going ahead of Smith?
No. I have not.
Okay. First offensive lineman, Sewell minus 715, pointed this out yesterday. Slater is plus 350. I have noticed a couple of people saying Slater could go ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
First cornerback is Surtain, minus 250. That J.C. Horn had an incredible pro day. He's plus 225, and Caleb Farley's 8-1. First non-quarterback, Pitts plus 150, Sewell plus 150, Chase plus 250. Is there a chance this could go... quarterback, 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 quarterback. Bengals on the clock at number 5, and then they take Jamar Chase, the wide receiver? Or would they take Pitts?
That could happen.
Right? Because I've seen yes. receiver going to that team actually more frequently now than Sewell, actually. And then the first defensive player is Parsons, plus 150, Surtain plus 150, and Pay is now 4-1. The draft positions are great. You mentioned Smith. Over-under's 11.5. I'm with you on that. I like the under 11.5. Justin Fields, what do you do? His number is 4.5 right now. There's still a thought out there from some people that he could go number 3 to the 49ers.
I can't see it.
But if the Falcons are on the clock at number 4, like, is he going there?
I like that over. All I was reading the last week was how he's slipping. One guy had him 11th.
You always have to be careful, though.
I think if Atlanta does go quarterback, it's Lance. Fields. I don't think they're going to go quarterback anyways. Then it comes down to a trade. Mm-hmm. If someone's going to trade up, and then who would the quarterback be there? I'd go over.
By the way, is there a reason why the 49ers would be blowing smoke right now?
I don't think so. I don't know. You're right. What's the if well,
the
why
Jets,
lie?
If
the Jets know what they're doing.
The Jets know what they're doing. Who cares if the 49ers are telling you right now they're taking it? Like, it's going to be Mac Jones.
And at DraftKings, it's 2,000. on minus 2,000 on Wilson. Yeah,
Najee Harris, basically, it's almost like a yes, no, will he go in the first round? Almost, but not quite. His number is 30.5. Penny Sewell is 5.5. So if Sewell doesn't go, like, let's say the first four are quarterbacks, then Chase, right? I mean, you can make a case that Sewell could go over at plus money, plus 115. Trey Lance is 6.5. Kyle Pitts, 5.5. Jamar Chase, 6.5. And then Smith and Waddle are each 11.5 right now at DraftKings. I like the under Smith there, like with you, under 11.5. And I think Lance is kind of a wild card.
He is the wild card. I think there's a couple teams that are in love with him.
Bengals being one of them?
And that's, no, Lance.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lance,
and then
yeah.
What do you have to give up a lot to move up and take him, or will he be there in your spot? You know, that Washington thing is very good, what Lombardi just talked about. But I think there's someone out there who likes the kid, but who knows? Could be Detroit. I don't know. But most of these guys are saying all these guys go in the top 10, too. All these quarterbacks go in the top 10, rather.
And by the way, here's really the prop that we need to see. It's, forget about first-round quarterbacks at this point. It's top 10 quarterbacks. That's the prop that we need to see. How many are going to go in the top 10? And you probably plop up a 4.5 on that and then juice it whichever way you like. And then, you know, if the first four are quarterbacks, you got to hope to God that, you know, Fields, Lance, whatever, one of them is going to be like, they're going to slide maybe a little bit and be there past number 10.
All right, still early, but a couple guys are out there. Thompson and Fratelli with a bogey so far. That's what we have.
Okay.
So a couple guys parred number one. So they're out there. I wish there were some bigger names going early, but we're getting out there.
And the TV coverage overall starts at, what is it, 3 Eastern?
Yeah. What a fiasco.
Here's the thing.
The tweets come in. They're exactly right. It's the greatest golf tournament or the greatest sporting event or one of, but the worst coverage.
Well, here's, like, the coverage online, like the Masters website.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's outstanding.
Right.
But why is it unavailable? You know, why is it not available somewhere on TV? It's so strange. Up next, tonight's NHL card. Not all power ratings look the same. We'll run down the top 10 you can find in this edition of Point Spread Weekly. You might question where a team or two is slotted. Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using the promo code VSIN2K to get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. And when you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards right at your fingertips. Download the PointsBet app today to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. You see this tweet from Sportsnet Stats? Jack Campbell, 2020, 2021, and Felix Potvin.
Yep.
93-94 through 9 starts. Campbell, 9-0 with a 1.53 goals allowed. Goals against, 9.44 save percentage, 2 shutouts. Potvin, 9-0, a 1.89, and a 94% save percentage, 1 shutout.
My guy.
Let me run these down for you quickly.
Another win, 32 saves. Great job, Toronto.
Yep, and you can find these. They're updated every single week. If you're looking for a set of power ratings in any sport, they are always available in Point Spread Weekly, our digital magazine, which you can find at vsin.com/subscribe. Steve Mackinnon has his power ratings in there. Here's his top 10 in the NHL right now. Colorado, number 1.
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you see number 2? Florida.
Wow. No.
Ooh. I would say Florida ahead of Tampa and Carolina right now. I'm not so sure. But Florida number 2, then Tampa, Carolina 3 and 4, Washington number 5, there's Toronto on the list at number 6, Pittsburgh, Vegas 8th.
No.
Islanders 9th, Wild 10th. So you'd say Florida too high.
Vegas is better than Florida.
Yeah.
By the way, not enough respect for the Islanders.
I think Vegas and the Islanders are each a little bit low on that list.
I'm going against Florida again tonight. Carolina's $1.45 opener here at Circa. They beat them 4 in a row. And I think actually Carolina's going to win this division. Now when you look at it, because the what do you care factor with Tampa. So total of 6. They played a good game 2 days ago, but I think Carolina gets it done again. Now good thing you're sitting down. So I'm going to blow your mind on Tampa. Now they're $1. You got to pay a price. Remember they opened 180 and closed 220 in the last game and got boat raced by Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things I'm going to throw at you here, but Tampa's $1.80 at Circa. But I like them to win in regulation minus $1.35. They're 52-12 after a game where they score 2 or fewer goals. They're 50-16 with 1 day rest. Columbus is 5-17 off a win. And I think Tampa comes out. This is the sport where it's bounce back. We'll show our pride after getting humiliated, and that was humiliated. I mean, you don't beat Tampa like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got routed the other night.
Well, they are currently playing their worst hockey the entire year.
Yes, they are. But I think they show up again, and those numbers 52-12 after allowing 2 or fewer goals, and 50-16 with a day of rest, and Columbus has issues coming off a win. That this is a big one for Tampa, and you get a huge effort. The other thing is, Chris Otto points out, a 13-2 underrun first period for Columbus, and 6 in a row the Noah's cashed goal in the first 10. That's also on the line. I would be surprised if Tampa puts one in early, but I could see under goal and a half in the first period again.
Okay.
So I really like Tampa. They've lost 5 of 7. You're right. This rarely happens. This is strange.
What do you want to do with the Penguins and the Rangers tonight?
No opinion. That was ugly. 8-4 last time out.
Yeah, we're going to have Andy McNeil on the show tomorrow. Very good in hockey as well. I reached out to him about his power ratings. He said actually Rangers might be a top 10 team right now. Top 10. And then the other big one tonight, obviously.
It's a good job. They actually, was it 2 years ago? They sent out a email to all their season ticket holders and say, we are rebuilding, but stick with us. We're going to be good, and we're going to... Okay, so they're on track.
Sure.
They're on track, so I respect that. I'm surprised the Capitals are only $1.15 because the Bruins are playing either a third or fourth string goalie. The kid made his NHL debut and played well the other night. So I think it'll be the third string goalie, and they're coming off a shutout loss against the Islanders. Tough one and a wasted effort. Great goaltending, but they got beat 1-0. And the Islanders are $1.60 against the Flyers. You can find them about $1.10 to win in regulation. 16-1 at home. Gift that keeps on giving. The Islanders. And they just played them and beat them 3-2 in overtime. They spit up
too late
that two goal lead late, but right. Mm-hmm. And we'll check. He played well in the last game, but we'll see what they do with Hart or Elliott. Who's it going to be? And I really like the Predators. They're $1.40 against Detroit. Detroit is 31st in scoring, 29th power play, 29th shots on goal. Nashville's allowing 1.58 goals per game in their last 12. I know they were fortunate to win the last one. I got to ride this. This is real. This is something here with this run that Nashville is. They've won 8 of 9. And they open DraftKings, but they open $1.40 here. They're playing a great job, doing a great job defensively, not giving up much, and Detroit can't score. And we'll see if it's Grice baby for Detroit as well.
As of right now, Grice is projected.
Hot. I'll take the hot team here. They can feel it.
Is that your favorite bet on the board tonight?
That or Tampa. Tampa's going to win. You know, Tampa doesn't play like that. I'm sure Cooper was all in their business after what happened to get beat like that.
And it looks like Carter Hart, in fact, is projected to go tonight as well for the Flyers.
You see a line, and I don't see a line yet, but I like that. I would lean Jets against the Canadians. You got to be Allen again.
Tough one last night for the Canadians. Now a quick bounce back.
That is a tough spot. Yes, and Winnipeg's pretty good. So. That game's tonight as well.
Well, I'll dial it up right now and see what I can find. If it's available anywhere as we speak.
And these are all three big games in the East. Because if the Penguins lose again tonight, and you get coupled with an Islanders or Capitals win, you can pretty much kiss the division goodbye. You're just running out of time. And then that's a lot of respect for the Bruins, considering the Capitals are at home and who they're playing in goal. And the Islanders seem cheap, too.
Looks like Canadians this morning, $1.25 in that neighborhood.
Right. Some other streaks. That is now, 10 in a row? Yes, goal in the first 10 for the Knights.
It is.
That came in again. Colorado's on, I think, a 12-2 overrun in the first period, and they're back at it tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff we can follow here in hockey. Boston's lost four in a row off a win as well. They've had issues against the Capitals. Capitals have had their number the last few years.
Surprised by the Wild won, but the bet that I have on Grubauer to win the Vezina took a shot last night. He allowed seven. I know it was one game. But
what did he give up, four?
No, I think he allowed seven.
No, they pulled him. No way.
I read the box score this morning. It was early. It was early when I read it, but
I thought he was pulled early. Don't tell me he gave up seven.
I look right now.
Oh boy, he gave up seven.
Yeah, give up seven.
Oh my god.
On 18 shots.
How does that happen? God,
it was a bad one.
Well,
that was a bad one for the bet.
All right. Well, come on. Fleury's running out of time and starts. Tampa keeps losing games.
I know. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Masters update, and you make the call coming up next. For the DraftKings Sportsbook today, get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Simply download the app, sign up using the promo code VSIN. Get started with the only top-rated sportsbook that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, that phone number is 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. You seen anything on the Masters with the update? I only got a couple of guys in the course still as we speak. Looks like Swofford, even through one. As you said earlier, Thompson had a bogey on number one, so he's one over already.
I'm seeing a lot of the pimento cheese sandwiches are overrated.
I would not get one of those.
Get a lot of those. What? It's loaded with mayo, as I understand it?
Ugh.
There's a guy who's there. He ate seven of them yesterday in 24 hours. The first one took 13 minutes. The second one took 18 minutes. Word spread about what he was going to attempt to do, and they're like, that's disgusting. And I know Paige said they're very overrated.
Yeah, I would have no desire to buy one of those things, to eat one
of
them.
Looks,
no way.
It doesn't look appealing.
First of all, I will tell you that mayo is almost unusable.
I love mayo.
Oh, God, it's so disgusting.
Sour cream, ranch, and mayo, I'm all in.
I used to hate sour cream. Now I'm back on board. And ranch dressing, forget about it. There's absolutely no chance.
Well, I love ranch.
You love ranch?
Love it.
Oh,
chicken
God.
Tenders, all salad, just load it up.
How do you love ranch?
I love ranch.
Do you like blue cheese?
No, hate it. Don't care for it. It's an acquired taste, Paul. Don't care for
dabble it. Once in a while.
So no dabble. Absolutely. That's great. This guy, Dan Retzel, retweeted. What's his name? Steve Pilotti? Pilotti? I ate nothing but pimento cheese sandwiches for 24 hours. The good news, I didn't die. The bad news, well, here are the gory details. I'm not even going to read the rest of it, but that's, I don't even care to. But that's,
Stevie the Pencil?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Richie Baccalieri goes by? All right, Paul, let's dive into this a little bit here.
Fratelli's two over now.
Is he really?
Jeez.
Yikes.
Sink even. Jones one under. Lyle one under. Swofford one under. Yep.
Okay, something here we like to call, you make the call.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
All right, Paul, we need you to call it.
How's that?
DJ, Bryson, Rahm, McIlroy, JT, Koepka, X-Men, Cantlay. Will one of those golfers miss the cut?
Call it.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Indy Jeff took him 5 minutes to spit it out yesterday, but even DeChambeau got beat by Longer yesterday. Last year.
Last year, right.
How crazy was that?
Sure.
The old man got him. So rest assured, a big name will miss the cut.
One of those in the group.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Will one of those golfers win the Masters?
Call it.
Pass. I don't know.
Unsure? How many guys do you have in outrights?
Five.
Hmm. Did you you have DJ, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Any other big name?
JT.
JT? I did not bet JT. I'm hoping JT has kind of a average round today, and his number is better than where it was available before.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
Yep. Are you buying the Philadelphia Phillies?
Call it.
Well, as far as what? What do you mean buying them? To do what? Playoffs or what? I mean, what?
Well, I mean, what? Say whatever you want. I mean, that they're maybe better than their preseason projections, maybe going to be a contender in the NL East. You can see them making the playoffs. They were picked fourth, I believe, in that division.
Yes, absolutely, with a low win total.
Right.
That's a big reason why I love the Mets under. This division's too good, right? No, the bullpen can't keep... Vasgersian's right. This bullpen's phony. It's they can't keep this up. Good start, but I would say 500. There'll be a 500 team.
Okay.
All right. Because the division's too good also. That's another thing. And Atlanta will get their big, big doubleheader sweep yesterday. Atlanta will get their act straightened
up. I think so, too. Yep. Will the Brewers, Indians, and Padres continue to play in lower scoring games?
Yes, absolutely. I've seen enough. Cleveland, 0-5 to the under first five, two combined runs. 0-5, excuse me, straight up record, 0-4-1 to the under. That is now six straight unders for the Padres for the game.
Right.
They played an opening day over. Other than that, that's been it. And now with Tatis out, they look like a completely different offense and got beat 3-2. And who was the other one?
The other one was Milwaukee.
Yes.
Don't look now. They can't hit.
Yep.
And their pitching has been really good. And now they got Burns going again today, who struck out 11. Remember, it was Berríos and Burns in that opening day game, or no, second day actually of the year, that was it was a no-hit contest through six. Both guys had a no-hitter through six, and then he allowed a home run. He was pulled from the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of good streaks. A lot of that. I could see, absolutely, that continues.
You
call it. Will Indy Jeff and Tim Simons be down here by over under 8:30?
My God, 8:30. I would say that we will see Tim Simons before 8:30. Jeff's a complete wild card. I would lean no on him.
Will Jeff have a couple cocktails?
By 8:30?
He's
leaving tonight at 6, of course.
Yeah.
He probably has a couple in him right now already.
That's more of my question, I know.
Yeah.
Right. This was, get a booth. Come on, it's the Masters. I have a feeling I'll be eating my breakfast by myself.
Our show ends at 7 o'clock out here Pacific time. Will we see Jeff by 7:05?
No.
No prayer.
No way.
No chance.
No.
You call it. You only get one. You only get one. That's it. Highest power-rated HBO show of all time.
Call it.
Game of Thrones. That is tough.
Ooh.
Game of Thrones, unbelievable. Bad last season. It happens. That you put these bozos in charge with no experience. You get what you pay for. Sopranos. Wire, The Jinx, Veep.
You only get one.
I'm ranking them, but I'm just giving
rank them.
But
okay.
it's still Game of Thrones. But I will still argue Sopranos is underrated.
When
you talk about greatest shows of all time, it has to characters, all the incredible acting, writing, well, bad ending. Okay, people didn't like the ending. I didn't. I mean, this ubiquitous ending stuff about ambiguous. Excuse me. But this was unbelievable, phenomenal, so good. Sopranos,
Game of Thrones is great. I did watch The Sopranos during the pandemic, and I would actually go Sopranos number one. I think Sopranos is better than Game of Thrones. When I rewatched it for the first time since it aired live, like back in the early 2000s, I found myself enjoying the characters, the dialogue, the writing.
Dialogue, so good.
Reading stories afterwards that...
Who's your favorite character? That's a great discussion. Uncle June, Paulie Walnuts, Tony.
That's one I have to pass on. I don't know who the best character is. Because every time I think it might be Paulie Walnuts, or it could be Uncle G, or it could be somebody else, Tony has an unbelievable scene. I'm like, this guy, nobody else in the world could have played that role.
Yep, he had to get psyched up and ready to go and punch in the wall and everything.
You're reading stories about how he got into that character, and he really turned into him.
Is that coming? Is that out yet? It is September. His son's playing the younger Tony. The Saints of Newark?
Yep. I know what you're saying about like and how they left the screen black, and everybody thought at the time, my God, dude, something happened to my TV.
Draw your own conclusion.
Sure. But the last season of Game of Thrones was an absolute dud. I hated the final season. It was so bad.
There were a couple good episodes.
Aaron
Rodgers is right. You couldn't have, it was just silly in how they ended it. Silly. Stupid.
Yep.
Didn't make any sense. I forgot what I was going to say about Sopranos. Yeah. Oh, Timmy Fitz is right. Those days are gone. Game of Thrones, Sopranos, everyone gather around the TV Sunday night, the big show, dead.
I got to tell you,
those days are over.
And that part's unfortunate.
I know. All Game of Thrones all over the world.
Sure.
Everyone, I have to be HBO or one spot to watch my show Sunday night. We'll never see it again.
Did you ever see, this is where it became really popular, where people would record themselves watching the ending to like a season or the second to last episode of Game of Thrones. Like, for example, the Red Wedding and their reaction to the Red Wedding and some of the other earlier episodes where it's like, I can't believe this is happening. And
it's unprecedented television.
Of course it was.
They were killing off main characters left and right.
And that's why you had to love it. Yeah. Sure. I fell in love with some of the worst characters all time on that show. Joffrey was amazing. The kid that played him, to be that despicable and that hated, I'm like, this kid's good, man.
That was another one. Your favorite Game of Thrones characters. I mean, so I love Bronn. Oh, the characters
love
on that show.
Love Bronn. Love so the good. Hound. How do you not love, I'm blanking on his name, the little fella.
Tyrion.
Tyrion. Awesome. Jamie, so good. What a character.
Jaime Lannister.
Yep. Oh, the reason why I brought that up is because it was pretty cool yesterday having Tim in studio from Veep. Somehow, some way, that guy is doing a podcast with Indy Jeff every week on golf betting.
I know. Jonah Ryan. I'm D.C. famous, but not Las Vegas famous. That was funny.
That was good.
His explanation about the movie business. Like, can you tell if a movie's going to be good simply by reading the script?
That was very good.
And then what goes into it? His answer was phenomenal. About what could go wrong, and you can't, no matter what you can do, you can't overcome a bad script. And you can have a good script, but you miscast somebody.
Yep. Bad direction.
Yeah, chaos on the set, bad chemistry. Mm-hmm. Sure. Dealing with all those egos? Absolutely.
So I thought I only had 5 guys to win outright. I have 7 at the Masters. Added a couple of late last night. I did buy in on Cantlay at 24-1. Your guy Morikawa, I have him at 34. Yeah. If Cameron Smith wins this tournament, it'll be probably my best golf tournament of all time because I got him top 10, top 20. I got him in matchups. I am at 45-1. I have Scheffler. I thought 59 was good. This morning, he went off at 81-1 here at Circa. Garcia, 80. Kokrak, 164. And Max Homa, a little bit on him at 174-1.
So offered another birdie. 2-under through 4. There you go.
All right.
No implosion yet. No early Ernie Els fiasco out of the gates yet. That hasn't happened.
What'd you say about Fratelli, though? He had back-to-back bogeys?
Bogeys, yeah. He's 2-over through 3.
Okay.
And what time is it? So Longer, Zalatoris, Poulter, Harmon, Connors, all ready to go in about right now or in 20 minutes. Clear to the head out there.
Okay.
Now we're getting into it.
Strong.
Now we're going.
Email is FTM here at vsin.com, FTM at vsin.com, on Twitter at vsin live. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live downtown Las Vegas this morning, day one of the Masters. We will get into today's Major League Baseball betting card coming up in about 10 minutes. A quick recap of what took place last night, some of the late night action. Big one in the NBA, the results coming up next.